This week's episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, where you can get website design, presentation design, web hosting, all sorts of new media and social media needs over at djosephdesign.com. You have a message that deserves to look great, so make your next message look or sound great by hiring D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by
Chick-fil-A. But not really. They didn't pay us to say that. We just all tried their spicy chicken sandwiches tonight, and they're awesome, and they'll be available next week.
And spicy. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 35, Enchilada Time Loop.
Lonely. I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Welcome back to this special, very special episode of The Ramen Noodle, the one and only
episode of the
Is there an echo in here?
Echo. It's because this is such a special episode that, like, we've created a time vortex where time is looping back on itself.
Love those.
Yeah, we call it a time loop. This is your one and only place, not only for time loops now that Lost is over, but also for seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I am your host, The Ramen Noodle, and joining me in the studio in his... He's not really in his normal chair anymore. Mm-hmm. He's in a different chair because someone else is in his chair. But in his new makeshift chair for tonight, joining us live, it's Jeremy.
Hello. My new chair has cup holders.
You like this chair better. It's the deluxe model. And he's also known as what?
Flegon.
Flea be gone.
No.
P-H-L-E-G-O-N.
Ramen noodle be gone.
I meant to spell it wrong, but I accidentally spelled it right.
Ramen noodle be boiled.
And joining us for the first time in studio.
In history.
In history.
This time
ever.
Around on the loop.
This makes it sound like a traffic report. Is fiance is here in the live show with us.
Hello.
Hi. This is your very first time.
Yes, it
in
is.
A podcast, although you've watched several times before.
Few.
Now, we've talked about this, and for a while I've been referring to you in the podcast as just fiance. Just because, like, protecting your privacy and everything, so people can't hack into your bank account by knowing your first name.
That's right. Happens.
And they'll eventually be able to guess what your last name will be.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
It will be her first name and then Noodle. Since I'm Ramen, she'll be Mrs. Noodle.
Right. Fiance Noodle.
Yeah. But we decided that we would go ahead and call her by her first name. And it's Jenny. You can say hi audience? Again if you want.
Hello, I'm Jenny.
Yes. I did wonder if you were just going to refer to her as fiance forever. And so...
even after marriage?
Yes. And so while I was watching 30 Rock recently, I don't fully recommend that show, but something very appropriate to this moment came up. And I thought I'd share it with everyone.
Okay.
Are we ready to play the clip?
We're ready.
All right. It's a couple of characters talking about who's going to be best man in a wedding.
Look, you gotta grow up about this best man thing.
Liz Lemon, I don't even want to be best man. Why would I? Show up on time, not lose a ring, keep my shirt on through a dinner?
Then why are you throwing a fit about it?
Because I'm trying to protect .com, dummy. He's in love with Grizz's fiance.
Oh, your stutter is back.
No. Grizz's fiance's name is fiance. Like Beyonce with an F.
Come on.
Listen, we can...
So there is someone named fiance, for real. So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, sorry, Eric. You can no longer call her Beyonce.
Nice.
Eric from last week. So, speaking of last week, let's talk about...
It wasn't last week.
True. From a couple times ago. But anyway, speaking of last week, like real last week as of the recording of this episode, let's talk about last week.
This episode.
Stuff. Funny stuff from the last week.
Funny stuff.
Yes. I've got something funny that happened last Tuesday night. Eve Franklin and a couple friends and I went to see Prince of Persia. We had special press passes for it. So we went to see it so we could review it for Are You Just Watching? So if you want to see what our critical thinking thoughts were for Are You Just Watching? Or for Prince of Persia, go to areyoujustwatching.com where you can find out there. But anyway, when we were there, we were in this particular section of Cincinnati where the gas prices are really low. And I saw some great gas prices there compared to what gas prices were where we live. So I decided I'm going to fill up. So I did. The machine didn't print out a receipt, so I needed to go inside to get a receipt.
I hate that.
And the lady on the inside, there was another...
Yeah, the lady on the inside. Yeah,
she gives me good gas prices.
Or at least receipts.
She gives me gas. I mean, wait.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was bad. Oh.
Yeah, we'll pass that joke. Anyway, it just goes on and on and on.
Is this a good time to talk about Oasis?
Not yet, but okay. Maybe after this. There was another lady ahead of me in line that...
Another lady besides?
Yes, beside the lady, in front of the lady. There are two people inside. One of them works there, one of them doesn't.
Okay, just being clear.
Yes. The customer lady that came in came and said, I need $2 on such and such pump, or one of the pumps was having a problem.
$2?
She just wanted $2, and that was it. And she told the lady at the register, she said, the gas prices are just so great. I'm trying to keep my gas tank full as long as I can, as long as the gas prices are down. The lady at the register just kind of smiles and like, okay. And so she pays this $2 or $4. It was some really small amount. And then after the customer leaves, I'm the only one left in the store besides the associate there. And she just kind of rolls her eyes and she looks at me and she says, the lady said the same thing to me twice earlier today.
What?
So this lady is apparently going around, and every time she passes by this gas station, she puts in just a few more dollars.
Oh, my.
Or a couple more dollars.
Goodness.
Can she said we the say same thing to me twice already.
Obsessive compulsive.
Yes. Obsessive gastronomically, it's obsessive compulsive.
That's easy for you to say.
A gawk. Gastronomically obsessive compulsive.
I don't think that gas in your car has anything to do with
gas in your car. Oh, gas man. In the car. You know it was coming.
That's a nice.
Oh, okay. No. Wait. We can come back to that. I was with someone else recently when we went to a dinner party. A bunch of us carpooled, and I started doing the pants on the ground thing with some random...
You put your pants on the ground? At a dinner party?
I mean, singing the song, Pants on the Ground, but with other words. And one of the other people in the car joined in. Even though it was different words. I just thought, yes, score. And we high-fived. And it was a great geek moment.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about Goasis. The place to go.
Actually, that's a better lead-in to my actual random noodle update.
Okay, then pick.
I'm picking both.
You must
both.
Choose between two evils.
I don't do that. So, I was watching the Flash Forward finale. This makes it sounding like I watch a lot of TV. But,
I haven't seen it yet, so don't spoil it.
Okay, this won't be a spoiler. It's early on, and it's very short.
So it's not going to be like Lost, where Jack killed Kate. I spoiled it for you guys.
Man,
sorry.
You're such a jerk. Okay. So, in this scene, there's a character, and she's driving up to a gate, and she's trying to create a distraction. She kind of hits, like, a rock or something, and security guard comes out, and he draws his weapon, and he approaches the vehicle, and he addresses her, and let's listen to what he says.
Hands on the wheel. Hands on the wheel.
And I instantly heard the voice of Daniel finishing it.
Looking like a fool with your hands on the wheel.
So there was that. There was also Goasis, because I looked it up on Foursquare. Turns out there have been 94 unique visitors that have checked in at that Goasis that we've talked about on Foursquare.
Since we talked about it?
No, but 94 total ever.
Get them to be
a total of 124 check-ins. And somebody named Eric T. left a tip. The bathrooms are amazing. So that's your Goasis update for the week.
How can he know that both bathrooms are amazing? Did he, go check both of them?
I hope not.
Okay. So were both of those, your update?
Yes. Okay. Those together, they were, two small updates, and they make a whole.
Okay. Fiancé Jenny?
Yes.
Do you remember the story that you told me when we were at Steak and Shake?
I do.
Is that what you want to share?
I could.
Or whatever. Whatever story, funny thing that happened this last week that you want to share.
Okay. So we were at Steak and Shake, and I had to go to the bathroom, of course. And there were these two little girls that were in the bathroom, and they were both in separate stalls. And, I heard one of them, they were both talking to each other, and I heard one of them say, I can put my feet on the ground. And the other was like, oh, me too. And then I heard, one of them said, they were climbing up, and they were saying, oh, you didn't think I could climb this high? And, they were looking over the stalls at each other. And they were just, having such a good time. And I was, waiting for the bathroom and everything. And they came out and looked kind of startled because I was there waiting to use the stall. And then... And then, they were quiet for a little while, and then I got in the stall, and then I heard them again. I was like, I can do this one longer. And they were, talking about the paper towel thing there. So it was just such a funny little contest to see going on in the bathroom.
How do kids that tall climb over the little walls?
You mean that short?
That short. Sorry, I dyslexic a little sometimes.
I didn't know that was a verb.
Yeah, like you do, or don't.
Or, I couldn't reverse don't.
Well, like we talked about, like you do, that this episode would contain, or we would share answers to relationship questions.
From Lost?
No, from Lost. Okay. Sorry, that's next week, maybe, if right. We can pull it together.
Right.
A little thing for next week's episode. Episode 36 is that you will be able to send in your thoughts of now that Lost is over. What next?
Oh, that should be a song.
A song about Sibby?
No. I freaking hate Sibby.
So let's go to this week's feedback and important relationship questions.
Have a bad connection.
This week, we didn't receive any relationship questions. So that means either everyone's relationship is going perfectly, or nobody has a clue what's going on in their relationships, and so they have absolutely no idea of what questions to ask.
Are you speaking only of romantic relationships?
Primarily, but any relationships.
Then there's a third option.
What's the third option?
That they don't have one.
Oh, yeah, that could be it, too. Nobody else in the world has a relationship so beautiful as Jenny and I do.
What? You made the girl vomit.
I just said what everyone else was thinking.
That was not the sound you were supposed to make.
You now know the ramen noodle is the sappy one.
Oh, boy. But we do have an old message that I'd like to go ahead and read. This is about food items. since we kind of have as an unofficial sponsor this week, Chick-fil-A, not really, but anyway, we're pretending they are. I'll read to you another email from our friend Upchuck. Chuck.
That's large type. I'm never sitting where I can see your screen usually.
He says, greetings to the Ramen Noodle and Flegon and Jenny. He has a like telepathic futuristic sense of, no, not really. It's me again. Which by me, he means it's Chuck again. Our friend Upchuck.
Right.
He says, last time I wrote, I described some of the weird foods I eat. Flegon then instructed me to let him know next time I have the urge to eat something odd so that he can tell me not to eat it. Well, I'm afraid I did not follow those instructions.
Oh, Chuck.
I'm afraid too now because I haven't read this email. I don't think I have. However, it actually turned out to be really good this time. And when you hear what it is, you'll understand why I had to again write to you about it.
We'll see.
This meal was born out of necessity in a time, in a world. Where, no, okay. This meal was born out of necessity.
In a time loop.
By that, I mean that when I searched through the fridge today to find some leftovers for lunch, these ingredients happened to be what I found. Yeah, that's how it's spelled. Oh. Two N's. The dish of the day is ramen noodle tacos. Start with the shell. A very good place to start.
Well, that sounds taco-esque, so I'm okay with that part.
While I happen to need to have soft shells, I would imagine that hard shells would work similarly well. Sprinkle some shredded cheese on the inside of the shell. Next, apply the ramen noodles. The noodles I used were pre-cooked leftovers. Oh.
Oh, man.
Ramen noodles just do not make good leftovers.
How old, Chuck?
I'm not sure we want to know the answer of how old they were. But ramen noodles do. Okay, only a day old. Chuck, okay. By the way, is in the live chat room, which is normally every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern at theramennoodle.com/live. So he was able to tell us. Isn't that cool? We can interact with people in real time.
And in real life, we're not total
geek dwellers. Whoa. Don't get ahead of yourself and start referring to real life. I mean, we're geeks after all. Well, two of us are.
Yeah.
The noodles I used were pre-cooked leftovers, but if you don't have leftovers, just go ahead and cook up a new pack.
Sure.
Take the wrapper off first, though. Then just make sure all the water is drained out before adding them to your taco and the wrapper. You're probably going to want about a quarter of a pack per taco, excluding the wrapper. After that, I heated up my taco as I had just gotten everything out of the fridge. But you may or may not want to do that depending on whether you're making these fresh or from leftovers. Then add whatever other toppings you may want, roll up the taco, dig in, and enjoy. Chuck. No, not that Chuck. The other Chuck. P.S. Recently, I started watching Chuck. Yes, that Chuck. Thanks to your podcast.
Wow. That's awesome.
I actually have something to add about tacos.
Yeah.
I recently was introduced to tacos in a bag.
Tacos in a bag. Tacos.
It was Doritos, like the cheesy Doritos. Mm-hmm. And you put like the meat and the lettuce and the chopped up tomatoes all in the same bag. I squished my Doritos up first after I opened them. And then I put everything in. And it was actually really good. I thought it looked like barf, but good to eat. Oh.
You know what else looks like barf?
What?
Dinty Moore chunky beef stew.
Ah.
Just the fact that it's chunky. And they call it chunky. It's terrible. I had a very bad experience with Dinty Moore chunky beef stew.
Did you see it a second time?
Yeah, and it looked the same way when it came back out.
You were supposed to chew it.
Ow!
Wow, that was an interesting sound.
It's chunky.
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 Chunky. Chunky.
Evil Flegon did not send anything in.
My goodness, he doesn't have a relationship either, or he might be dead.
Or just mentioning stuff about relationships made him realize that, oh, hold on. our dear friend, Evil Flegon, when hearing that we would be talking about relationships, suddenly realized that there were more important things in life than dominating the world with evil. He couldn't think of much or anything else, so at last resort, he decided to work on his relationship with his evil wife. The end.
his evil wife.
I wonder who his evil wife is.
Evil Mrs. Flegon?
I guess.
Mrs. That's Evil amazing. Flegon, I guess would be.
I think we discussed this. I'm having deja vu, or maybe it's just the time loop.
Deja vu all over again for the third time, which would be like deja vu times seven. Someone else smarter than me can figure that out or play with it if they want. All right, now...
I'll work on it.
Okay, good job. You do that. Now it's time for everyone to hear the dramatic story that they've always been waiting for. The story of how Jenny and I met, started dating, and got engaged.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Please remember not to use your female voice.
Ow! I paused because I thought you unplugged me or something. He just threw a pen at my head. I was going to say, when you say I do, don't use your female voice because that would just be confusing.
I do.
Wow. Sound clip for them. Yeah.
Thankfully, I'm the only one recording these things.
Yeah, and then distributing the recording to pretty much the entire world.
Oh, crap. That's true. It's not like I have the only recording. Duh. Should have thought first.
What?
Should have thought first.
Oh, I thought you said she thought first. And I thought maybe you thought that in your
people. What? Boy. I got lost.
Me too. It's all right.
So, how it began with Jenny and I. It started with enchiladas. Like, seriously. It did.
Kinda.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's a really good thing that I made enchiladas and not Italian food.
Because I hate Italian food.
we often joke today that, well, I'll continue telling the story and then it'll make sense why we joke this. About this time, a year ago, I was planning to have a Mexican party, a Mexican themed party, not like inviting a bunch of people from Walmart to come eat with us, but
that was so offensive.
True. Oh.
Wow.
Okay, unfortunately, our Spanish listener, Sonitos, couldn't come to the party, but it was inspired by him. No, I was going to have, I've been doing these things of a monthly international.
Who's Jimbers? Who's that?
That's Jeremy.
Okay.
Jeremy, not this Jeremy, yeah. Not me, Jeremy.
Yes, that I agree. That's my least favorite restaurant. I do not like Olive Garden.
Ah, yes.
So I was having this party, and Jenny is on a traveling ministry group, and they happened to be passing through, and we had like a mutual friendship, a guy that was living with me at the time for a summer intern, and he was a mutual, not that kind of an intern, Jeremy.
What? That's not
Jeremy's
what
giving us both the most odd look.
Sorry. So it just sounded funny the way you said it. Never mind.
Okay.
A mutual acquaintance.
Yes.
Bad.
That was able to convince several people from this ministry team to come to this party that we were having.
About four.
Yeah. So four people came. We had this Mexican themed party. I baked beef and cheese enchiladas for it. We had some fun time. Some of us wore sombreros. Some of us made salsa.
Remember the party and the sombreros.
Yeah. And it was at that moment, seeing Jenny in a sombrero with a tortilla chip with hot salsa on it, that I knew that was the woman I wanted to marry. No, not quite.
That wasn't me in the sombrero.
That's especially scary when I remember who was in the sombrero.
One of the guys living with you.
Both of the guys, all three of us. We were like the three amigos because we were hosting
that was pretty funny.
The party. So we have this party. We meet just kind of casually. I add her as a friend on Facebook. And thought that was it. Of course, she found her very attractive and noticed her. Like, you know, noticed her. Like you do when you notice someone that you want. Anyway.
Jeremy's not feeling awkward at all.
Yeah, this is the awkward podcast for Jeremy.
Feeling sort of embarrassed.
Do you like your chair back, Jeremy?
Oh, no, I'm good.
You can have your chair back.
A month later, just using first name, go ahead and explain what happened a month later.
Just using first name.
And without mentioning a date.
Can I mention our mutual acquaintance?
Yes, just first name. Okay.
Well, Steve-O and I share a birthday. It's June. It's in June. And he is like, is he a math major where he goes to school?
I can't remember if he is, but he definitely loves math.
Yeah, he loves math. So he asked me for the exact time that I was born on that day so we could figure out the exact like minutes, seconds, hours that we were apart. So he did that and he replied back and told me. And my first response was, you know, that's crazy. So I sent Daniel a message on Facebook that said, your roommate is crazy. And that's how everything got started.
And then my next response was, will you marry me?
Not really.
You agree that it's crazy.
I think, though, in that same conversation was then when you said, by the way, I've had some enchiladas since that party, and I've never had any that tasted as good as yours.
Did I really?
I think it was either that conversation or a conversation after that. So our relationship kind of did start with enchiladas.
I guess so.
And at least for you.
They were good enchiladas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look forward to having the two that are in the freezer now.
Yeah. I made so many
last year?
Yes.
Yes. I made so many enchiladas for the party. I made 3 batches of enchiladas, but we only ate 1 batch. The second batch, I ended up finishing cooking it. These were uncooked batches, so I was cooking them as needed. The second batch, we just cooked and ate, like my housemates and I ate just for food the next couple weeks.
We ate it for food.
The third batch remained frozen for a while.
Uh-huh.
Because it seemed like something that'd be good to keep frozen, and then I could cook it when we wanted it fresh.
Ooh.
Later on, as it seemed that, as Jenny and I started chatting more and talking more, and I kind of started getting that feeling of, I wonder if this relationship will go anywhere. And we just kind of joked a little bit about the enchiladas. And at some point, I decided to actually save 2 servings of the enchiladas and freeze them.
Nice.
And I think that's maybe what we'll have for dinner on Thursday night before you go back. Yeah.
Really?
Maybe. Because that would be 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
Almost exactly 1 year.
Okay.
That's awesome, but a little bit scary food-wise.
Well, it's like some couple save their top wedding cake part. We're going to save enchiladas.
Very nice. Now, they weren't in the freezer that died for a while, were they? The fish?
They were, but that was before the freezer died.
He rescued them.
Oh, okay.
I moved them.
They didn't die with the fish.
Right.
Okay.
That would
and
be
they
bad.
Weren't next to the chicken that you washed.
No, that was in the refrigerator.
Okay. All right. You might be all right.
Thanks for looking out for us, Jerry.
I've never washed these enchiladas.
I mean,
oh, wait.
I don't want this to turn
Is that
into
a good thing.
I don't want this to turn into a tragedy.
Maybe our last meal together.
So, I had when I was planning that party, I'd already had an Oriental themed party, and when I was planning that party, I was between an Italian party or a Mexican party, and I don't know why I chose Mexican, but ended up choosing Mexican.
I'm very glad you did.
And it's, yeah, because you absolutely hate garlic.
Yes, I do.
Jenny does. Jeremy, I don't care if you like garlic or not. But Jenny doesn't like Italian food. She hates garlic. And so to this day, we joke about, boy, imagine if I'd made lasagna instead of enchiladas. We might not be here today. Those diamonds might not be on your finger today. And she looks down at them.
Aww. Oh,
yeah. As Faye J in the chat room is saying, aww. But that could be a delayed response. Yeah, we should serve enchiladas at our wedding, maybe.
Great idea.
I'm not going to cook them all, though.
And Jimmy John's. Yeah.
So fast forward to...
That'll come later, though.
What point should we fast forward to?
I don't know. Camp?
Yeah, when I came to visit you.
Yeah.
Why don't you take it from here?
Okay. Gosh, what'd I tell? I don't know where to start.
Okay, I'll start leading.
He was wearing a yellow shirt, I know that.
Oh, yeah. And we're trying to write all of our story down for our personal blog, and so we can tell people this whole story, and it will be in writing. And Jenny sent me her side of the story, and I'm putting together my side, so it's going to be like from her perspective and then from my perspective. And in her notes, she actually mentioned he wore a yellow shirt when he came. And when I was reading over this and helping edit it for her, she said something like, I don't know why I wrote that down or why I remember that. And what was funny about it is, I'm not sure if you remember this, Jeremy, but that yellow shirt I have received the most compliments on. That so many people, ladies especially, not like a bunch of ladies, but
ladies.
I don't get compliments on my clothing very much. I wonder if that's an indicator of anything. Not many people like, say no I look comment. Good in the clothing I select. But I've gotten a couple compliments, just casual compliments, from people of saying, by the way, you look really good in that color, or that shirt looks really good on you, or that yellow looks great on you, stuff like that. So I always considered that shirt to be my, I want to look good, I want to look impressive and stand out shirt. So as I'm a definite thinker, I think a lot about things. So when I was going to visit Jenny, this was before we started dating. This was the visit. I was going to visit her to ask her out, kind of, to see if we could start dating, long-distance dating. And I chose very carefully what I was going to wear during that time.
The shirt looks good.
And I chose that shirt because I thought, I've gotten the most compliments on this shirt. I want to be impressed by her. I want her to think when she sees me,
I want to be impressed by her.
I
mean,
I want her to be impressed by me. So I thought, I want to wear this shirt because I want her to think, wow, he really stands out. He looks great in that color. So apparently it worked.
Dan, you look great in every color. Or just yellow.
As KJ says in the chat room.
I think your phone had died like right before you got there. Because yes. I remember I was like, gosh, when's it gonna get here? And I started to take my notebook down to the lodge, and then I saw this guy walking up to me or walking towards me in this yellow shirt, and I was like, oh. And then it clicked. It was like, oh my gosh, that's Daniel. Vision in yellow.
My one of my first thoughts when I saw her, because I had a kind of mixed memory of when we met at my church and when they came over for this party, is I had thought that she was taller than me. And
I actually thought I was taller than him too.
Yeah. It must have been, I think when we met here at my house during the party, I think I was leaning over the oven, pulling stuff out of the oven when I remembered seeing her and thinking that she was taller than me.
Maybe he had heels on.
Yeah, that could be too. But
and he didn't that day.
No, he wasn't wearing his heels that day.
Yeah, cooking and heels just don't go well together.
I agree.
Daniel and heels don't go together.
I agree. Not that I would know.
Like it hasn't worked yet.
So, during the time since we started chatting on Facebook and even talking on the phone and over Skype, and this time that I come to visit her, she and I had been talking a lot, and I came up with a clever way to find out how tall she was. And that was, I planned this out. Came up with this thing that we enjoyed asking each other totally random questions.
I really enjoyed that, but I have no idea where you're going right now.
Well, one of those random questions, and I had to lead up to it. I led with some other random questions. And then one of the random questions was, how tall are you? And she told me how tall she was. And it's shorter than me. I thought, she is shorter? I thought she was taller. So when I went to visit her, one of my first thoughts was, she really is shorter than me. Cricket.
Cricket.
What else? Where else should we jump to?
The dock.
The dock?
The dock.
All right, take it over.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, she should keep doing that. All right. Outside. Oh, yeah, of course it's outside. It's a dock.
It's an indoor dock with an indoor lake.
Yes. Anyway, they have a dock out back, and they're sitting on it, and it was just a really pretty day, and I can't remember how you led up to it.
Well, you'd actually, you had an idea of why I was there.
Yeah, I'd asked you in the canoe, like, the first day you got there. I was like, so,
yeah,
that... why didn't you come, kind of?
Do you travel this many hours to visit a friend? Any friend?
Yeah, kind of like that.
And so, there was something else, too, that I can't remember now what it was. I've got it written down somewhere, but something else you'd ask that, like, you were leading into it.
Like, I can't asking remember. Me. What did I ask you?
That's it. I don't remember.
Oh, well, I asked him something.
Yeah. Do you make enchiladas like that for all your friends?
Yes. That was it. No, actually.
Do you gaze all of your friends in the eyes like that?
Well, anyway.
Wow.
He led up to Jeremy, the question. Do you want a bucket?
I've got my glass right
now.
Wait.
Oh. What was I saying?
He led up to the question.
Oh, yeah. You led up to the question. And how did you ask it?
It didn't go the way I had planned for it to go.
How did you plan for it to go?
I'm not really sure I remember, but I rehearse things a lot in my mind when I want to say something or when I'm nervous about something. And I think I just had some little speech or some way that I wanted to eventually ask. So what do you think of taking
my
our
yellow shirt?
I don't. Yeah. Well, this was the day after. So I was in. Okay. I was
different
in
color.
Yeah. Second chance of shirts.
I'm really sad. I don't remember what color shirt you were wearing that day.
It's just because it wasn't the yellow shirt.
It wasn't the yellow shirt.
The chick magnet or whatever. Whoa. The yellow shirt. It only needed to work once, and it did.
Couldn't hear it.
It was all because of the shirt.
Yes.
Not really.
So on the dock.
Yeah. And he asked me the question in a way we both can't remember. Something to the extent of, would you like to pursue a relationship beyond friendship? Kind of. Is that kind of it? Mm-hmm. And then my response was, I was trying so hard to think of something. And then all of a sudden, it popped my head. I like that idea. So I said it. Yeah, we often requote that.
Yeah.
Requote. Is that a word? Requote.
Yeah, it is now. We've been lots of words on this show.
Yeah, we quote that.
And lots of phrases.
Lots. I like that idea.
And so then fast forwarding to, what's a good time to jump to? Getting engaged. Let's jump to there.
Yes.
Thank you, Jeremy. When we were going to get some time together, I had led Jeremy. No. Erase that from my mind.
Maybe I should tell my side first.
Okay.
And then I smacked him upside the head with
and
a mallet.
Said no.
And said, Jenny is a long ways away, and I know you miss her, but you're really going to have to go drive and see her right now.
So he did that, and he got there a day early. Earlier than I thought. Well, he did get there a day earlier, but it wasn't because of Jeremy. He surprised me. We were on our way back to the camp, and we were supposed to spend some time together at the camp, like we had when we, first started our relationship. And I wasn't expecting him. I was, you know, regular travel day apparel, t-shirt, frumpy jeans, and messed up hair. I'd been sleeping on the bus, so I didn't look my best. So I wasn't really, you know, anticipating seeing him. Otherwise, I probably would have kind of prettied up a little bit more. And then we stopped at this place called Jimmy John's. And I was wondering why we had stopped there, because Ben, like, insisted on waiting until we get there.
the driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The driver had insisted on stopping at Jimmy John's, and it was, like, way past our regular lunchtime on a travel day. So, we stopped there, and I ordered my food, and the cashier pulled out, like, 3 roses from behind the counter, and she said, "These come with your order. I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to say anything else." And that drove me insane. I was like, "Why do you have to tell me?" And then I went and sat down, and the people at my table were like, "Well, maybe like the floor shop is kind of, you know, oh, what's the word I'm searching for?
Partnering.
Partnered with that restaurant, and they just gave random roses out to random people." So I was like, "Well, maybe that could happen." And then I thought, maybe I'm like the 100th customer for this particular Jimmy John's. And then I was like, "Well, that doesn't exactly add up, because they didn't really tell me that I was the 100th customer or anything." So I was like, "I just don't know what to make of this. It has to be Daniel." So I was sitting there kind of looking around, waiting for him to come in, and he didn't for a while. And then he did, and you know, my heart started beating really fast and all that. And, yes. So we ate lunch together. There are Jimmy John's, and now every time I see a Jimmy John's, I'm like, "Oh, Jimmy John's." And then
I don't give you roses anymore.
No, Jimmy John's does not give me roses anymore.
Can I jump in?
Yes, please.
And tell this. So what I'd done is I had been communicating in advance with your driver and with the leadership of this team to coordinate this whole thing. And they told me in advance where they would be stopping for lunch. And it was a great rendezvous point for us. It was pretty much the only point that worked well. So I got there an hour ahead of time before the team was going to be there.
Very smart.
And I went and bought fresh flowers. I went to the restaurant and I spoke to the cashier and I said, "I want to warn you, first of all, there's going to be a group of young people coming in here, so just know that there's a group. One of them is my girlfriend that I want to propose to later today. And I am hoping that you can give her a flower for me." And just, I showed them a picture of her. I told them what her name is. And I even found out what she was wearing that day. So I said, "These are the colors she's wearing."
He was texting the girl that was sitting right next to me on the bus. Yeah. And he was texting the driver who was right in front of me. So yeah.
So it's all going on right around her.
Yeah, it was so oblivious.
So as I've got these roses, naturally, all of the ladies that work at the restaurant start congregating around the cash register because I've got these roses here and I'm talking to the lady at the cash register explaining, "Can you give these roses to her when she arrives?" And all the ladies are like, "Oh, that's so sweet." They're just like nice. Ooing and all of that over this as I'm laying out the plans. So then I go across the street and just park in the gas station and hide there waiting for the bus to come in. And the bus does drive in. I see it drive across the street. And so I'm getting ready to go meet the truck so I can get her luggage ahead of time because I had something special planned. And I'd arranged for a place for her to stay later that night, but we'll get to that in a minute. And I was so hiding, but to a point where I could see the bus and that. So I'm sitting in the parking lot.
Behind a gas pump.
Yes, I folded up my car and I hid behind a gas pump. The bus drives right in front of my car.
Nice.
I freak out. I duck.
Literally.
Yes. And not only that, but I have rubber duckies in my car, in the corners of my car. I grab them off the corners of my car and pull them down with me because I think, if she looks over and sees my car with the rubber duckies, she's going to know I'm here. This is even before she gets into the restaurant and the whole rose incident happened.
The rose incident.
I text the driver and I tell him, "Dude, I am in the parking lot. Go somewhere else. But thankfully,
I didn't see him.
Yeah, that's she awesome. Was on the opposite side of the bus and thankfully didn't see. So we continued on. And then I surprised her in the restaurant. We had lunch together and I transferred her stuff into my car.
Without me knowing. Yeah. Like I went in the restaurant and my friend came back out and helped him. While I was ordering my food, completely oblivious and airheaded. And they were just getting all my stuff off the bus, all of it. I was like, wow.
Technically, for a minute, you stole her luggage.
You did.
With permission.
But not from her.
Yeah, borrowing without permission.
But I got her permission afterwards.
Okay.
It's easier to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission, or how's it go? Anyway.
If you'd asked for permission, you would have ruined your surprise.
Yes. Jenny, is it okay if I steal your luggage from you?
If we happen to be in the same place.
Just, you know, hypothetically. Okay, so take it from we've had lunch together.
All right. And then I start headed towards the bus. I'm like, so, are you going to ride on the bus with us? And he's like, no. And then I was like, well, because I didn't really have permission to ride in his car at the time because it's kind of a couple's policy with the ministry I'm in. And they're really tight on their rules. So he'd gone ahead and got permission ahead of time. And he's like, well, you can ride in my car. And I was like, well, okay. Because I trusted that he'd gotten permission, and he did. So we started headed towards the car. Actually, I had freaked out a little bit. Like, oh, Rebecca is going to be...
The girl that was with you.
Yeah. She was going to have a lot of stuff in her area because I sit with her. Because I have a lot of stuff. That particular trip, I had lots of stuff with me. I actually had soy milk in a cooler. I don't know why. Anyway, he'd already got my stuff out, and we got in his car, and we started following the bus. And then the bus left. I was kind of like, okay, I guess he knows a different way.
It turned left, and we turned right.
Yes, it did. And somebody's making a comment in the chat room about my soy milk in the cooler.
It's me.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyway, I didn't want to, you know, question his navigating skills, so I didn't say anything for the next hour.
Hey, guys. Guys out there. Aren't you jealous?
Yeah. Anyway.
She didn't just hit him.
What are you doing?
So, like, an hour goes by, and then I just sort of subtly hint to him that I noticed the bus wasn't there anymore. And he was like, how about that?
Yeah, I just said,
and then I knew something was up. Something was definitely up.
So she began to ask, where are we going? Where are we going? That became the new, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And she would keep asking, where are we going?
Well, there's this great gas station up north.
It's called Goasis.
Yes.
It's the place to go. It's like an oasis, except with indoor plumbing. So, yeah, I'm like, huh, really? And but I won't tell her where we're going because it's going to be a surprise.
And even though I asked it like a million times.
A lot of times. And she eventually did say, we're not going back to the camp, are we? Nope. And she almost had this concerned look on her face like, oh no, what about all my luggage?
We're not going to Guam, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lost reference there.
Everything's like Lost.
Yeah. Just like Lost. And I say, but don't worry, I do have your luggage with us. And she was just
I had it all spread out all over the bus, but my friend was very good at getting all of it. I like stuff all like in the back and in the front. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, I had several team members helping me with loading, transferring
amazing.
The luggage.
I just had no idea.
Everything.
I'm just amazed at how you planned all that.
So we come back to my house where I've got it specially decorated. I had arranged for her to stay somewhere else for the night, but I wanted us to have dinner at my house because I had it very specially decorated where I was making, I had prepared food that was, would be hot and ready for us by the time we got there, and some other food and things that I'd made for us to have dinner together.
Can I get in?
Yeah.
All right. All right. I love stew, and he made me stew, and I was, you know, putting the stuff on the table upstairs and, you know, getting all ready to eat with him. And then he was like, we're not eating up here. So,
so then I took her downstairs.
No, no, no. You didn't take me downstairs right. immediately. You said stay. And you put everything. Stay.
Do not follow.
Yeah. So I made her stay. Well, I carried all the food and everything down there.
I'm having a Chuck's comment.
The chat room can be distracting.
It I'll is. Warn you about
that. Should have warned you earlier. I carried all the food and everything, the drinks and all that downstairs. And then I took her downstairs where I had decorated to make it look like our own private little restaurant.
Yeah. The first thing I saw were little lights on the floor in the shape of a heart.
Don't, Jeremy. This is not a good time, Jeremy. Don't do it.
If you had thought of it, you would have thought it was a good idea. Anyway, that was the first thing I saw. All the lights on the floor.
Yeah, Christmas lights.
The and white then, Christmas lights.
Candles on the table.
Yeah.
Fire in the fireplace. And Jeremy is about to burst over there wanting to say it, but no, I'm not going to let you say it this time.
All right.
I will play the uh-oh sound
effect. Hands on the wheel. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. That's enough. And then we had dinner. But I have to back up and explain that one of the things I made for us, besides this beef stew, is I also made this recipe that she had been talking about.
It was delicious.
Called broccoli cornbread.
Ooh.
It's good.
And I'd never made anything like it. So without her knowing, I'd gotten the permission to cook it and the recipe from her mom. So instead of asking her dad's permission if I could marry her, I called her mom and said, may I cook this recipe? No.
Nice.
Well, I did get her dad's permission, but I had gotten the recipe from her mom for broccoli cornbread. And I made it the day before. And had it all ready for us. And I hate quiche. And as I was making the stuff, it's looking a lot like quiche to me. And I text her mom and I say, you didn't trick me into making quiche, did you? Because I just do not like quiche at all. No, Chuck, I did not make ramen noodle tacos. So I made this stuff. But I didn't taste it. I wasn't going to cut into it and taste it until we were eating it together. I ate it. And maybe it was because I was so nervous. Because my opinion changed later, the next time I made it. But I really didn't like it.
I thought it was really good, but...
And that counts, because you liked it.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to impress myself. I think I was just really nervous.
You were just trying to be impressed by her. Yeah.
And so I was preparing this food and we had dinner together. And yeah, here's a good question. Faye J is asking in the chat room. At what point did you start to wonder if I'd ask the question?
When I saw the lights on the floor, I was like, what do I do?
Should I stay or should I run? No. Just kidding.
Thanks, Jeremy.
I did a run. I'm still here.
So we had dinner and then I put on some, I had music playing all during dinner. Then I switched it to a more romantic song and then we danced together for a little bit. And I was nervous. And we've had this conversation before of why do guys get nervous when they're going to pop the question?
I remember having that conversation.
<It's> like, why?
Did you have that conversation before he popped the question?
We yes. had it actually.
Yeah, because we talked about like everything yeah. under the sun.
We talked about that at camp, like right after the relationship yeah, started. How
different guys get nervous and yeah. stuff and engagement stories we've heard and things. And now we're telling ours. Aww. It's kind of like full circle. It's a time loop.
An enchilada time loop.
episode title. So we have dinner, we dance, and then after the music stops and we finish dancing, again, I forget this speech that I planned, this romantic speech and saying something about
it's okay,
relationship.
Because I was so distracted by you being on your knees.
Well, yeah.
That I don't
remember. Here's the thing. When I finally came to ask the question, I got down on both knees. Yeah. Instead of just one.
I was like, oh, it's cute.
And as soon as I did, I thought, oh, crap, I'm on two knees. I'm supposed to be on only one knee. And I feel like I'm begging her. But then I started, and while I'm pulling the ring out of my back pocket, I'm thinking, should I switch to just one knee? I'm on two knees. This is so weird. This feels so awkward. I'm shorter than I should be. I should be. See, if I was on one knee, I would be a little bit taller, but now I'm shorter. And I just all of these thoughts going through my mind as I'm pulling the ring out.
That's so awesome.
So I beg her, please, please, please. Will
you should have gotten on one knee and then switched to the other one because you liked it better. So I just stood up.
Let me try that again. We're in a time loop, so I'm going to rewind. Let's
do
try this
better
again.
Next time.
This must be a lost quote that I'm just not getting, the time loop thing.
A lost just, reference. Kind
okay.
of.
It's just a geek joke.
Yeah. So I do pop the question. I ask the question. I ask, will you marry me? And what did you say?
I said yes.
What did you say?
Yeah, it wasn't, I like that idea. This time it was a much more confident
yes.
She's like, I've been trying to tell you, I said no. And you've just been going on with the engagement this whole time. Oh, that's awesome. Just seeing you sitting there on both knees begging. Both hands together.
I still think of it because it was like the most beautiful romantic setting. Candlelight dinner, music was playing, and fire in the fireplace, and she's
you
even
really,
though
you thought of everything, I was really impressed.
Yeah, all of these details I had super planned out. I'd been planning for months, and here I dropped to both knees.
I never thought about that.
You didn't practice, did you?
No, I didn't practice that part. I should have.
That was awkward, too.
Could you imagine me practicing? My housemate walks in.
What are you doing?
And then Jeremy walks in watching me on my knee in front of my housemate. Awkward. Perfect moment for that. And then as time goes by and we stay engaged and we're still engaged and all that, we go shopping.
Registry shopping.
Yes.
That was crazy.
What was that like?
Ugh.
Ugh.
Neither of us are really shoppers.
I can be somewhat of a shopper, but I try to find cheap things. Mm-hmm. You like that about me.
Yeah. Right? I've been thinking he's got to like that about her.
Yeah, our favorite place to shop are the resale shops or things
Plato's
like
Closet.
Huge discounts and all of that.
Very good, very good.
Yeah. But when we were shopping, I'd always joked that when we do our registry shopping, I'm going to dress in all black and I'm going to be like a ninja and dart in the aisles and make up my own theme song.
Like Gronk.
Because of
the little gun
scanner
that you
gun.
Get.
Yes.
Yes. But that's not the way all the stores do it. Only Target. Target. Yeah. Target had a gun kind of thing that was pretty cool, and I could hold it like a scanner, and I was getting pretty good at it.
It was.
I
could hold it like a scanner. He actually was. He could scan it from far away. Yeah. It was really cool. I got to where I was like, wow, you're getting good at that.
So you didn't notice some of the stuff he added to the registry because he was just like under the arm.
Oh, I was wondering about that stuff.
Yeah, the Die Hard series, that's for me.
Oh, okay.
All of those movies with explosions on the cover, those are for me.
Explosions on the cover.
Looking like a fool. That joke will never die.
Light on the floor. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say something about the Target thing, but I already forgot.
What's with the would you do the dishes comment?
that was my interpretation of him being on one knee in front of his housemate.
Would you?
I typed in the chat room because I wasn't sure I should say it out loud.
Well, I just did.
But there it is.
In front of my housemate, God rest his soul.
Oh.
Moment of silence. Yeah.
Did you kill him?
No, but he's moved out, thankfully. I mean, wait, what?
Whoa.
Although I am missing him because it's near the beginning of the month, which is when I normally request the rent check from him and get a rent check from him.
Oh.
And I kind of miss that.
You should try requesting anyway.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I just text him and say, hey, May's bill is such and such dollars and see if he gives me a check anyway for it.
Well, technically I haven't vacuumed, so that means the carpet still has some of your old skin cells in it.
Therefore, you are still inhabiting the space.
Oh, he still has hair in the drain in the shower upstairs. No, I was just...
I didn't look. An observation.
But I, for all... He is, by the way, my inspiration for many of the Bachelor Boot Camp stuff. He cleaned that bathroom. I told him that Jenny would be coming here. Mm. And I asked him, can you be just kind of somewhere else for a couple hours, at least until I take her back to be where she's going to be staying for the night? I just didn't want him coming in and the shower running and him upstairs making all this racket while we're having this romantic dinner. So I did ask him, can you just be somewhere else for a couple hours? And thankfully, though, he has a girlfriend, too. So he could easily be somewhere else. And that worked out.
Right.
I met her. But she's very nice.
I'd asked him to clean his bathroom because he is the only one that uses this particular bathroom in the house. I have my own bathroom. He has his.
And there are seven others.
Yeah. And no bedrooms. Seven bathrooms, no bedrooms.
Or is it 100?
What?
I'm making a Strong Bad reference, sort of.
Okay. I actually don't get that one. He cleaned that bathroom, though. For all of his shortcomings of, like, never cleaning the dishes or never cleaning leftovers from the refrigerator or all of this stuff, when I asked him to clean that bathroom, he made up for the past year and a half that he had never cleaned it.
Wow.
And he cleaned that thing cleaner than I have ever cleaned it.
Good job, former roommate.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily all that good of a bathroom cleaner anyway.
I was going to say that.
He cleaned it
very
cleaner than I thought it was possible for it to be cleaned. That's there were awesome. Spots that I thought were permanent stains because I had tried really hard to get it off, even like using battery acid and stuff like that.
Not recommended.
Yeah.
But he cleaned it just sparkling clean. I wish I knew what he used and I could contact the company and ask them, would you sponsor an episode of this podcast? Because my housemate used your product to clean the bathroom and it's been cleaner than I could get it with the generic products.
It's so funny. Now that he's not living here, you act like he might never listen to this podcast.
He probably won't.
He probably won't.
That's what I just said.
I know. Whoa.
Whoa.
The time loop's collapsing on us.
The time loop's collapsing on us. Say uh-oh.
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 Wait, never mind.
So that's our story so far. Anything else that we left out?
Well, I can't really think of anything.
And that's why the chicken crossed the... No, that's why the show has been transitioning identities from being seasoning packets of comedy from the life of a bachelor to now this idea of a life amateur, because we'll probably continue the podcast after we get married and Jenny might join us every now and then and she can start talking about my weird quirks as she finds them since we'll be living together.
That's good.
That'll be fun.
She might take over Bachelor Boot Camp.
Except
I can't do Sergeant Packett's voice.
Good. I mean...
But you know who can do Sergeant Packett's voice?
Sergeant Packett?
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Welcome back, my fine young cadets. It's time for another day of training, of teaching you how to be bachelors. Not just bachelors, but elite bachelors. First of all, I need to talk about when you bachelors live with other bachelors. See, there's this concept called communal space. And this concept is not to go along with the time-space continuum. No, this is something even more important. A failure to observe proper communal space could result in the collapse of the Large Hadron Collider, thus resulting in the collapse of the time-space continuum. When you have communal space, it's important for you to remember that it's communal. That means you share it. What you put in there is supposed to be stuff to be shared. What you do in there is supposed to be shared to certain extents, that is, unless we're talking about, like, restrooms, and then you pretty much take care of whatever you do in there yourself, because that's not going to be shared, and that's very important. So, when you get your communal spaces, make sure you keep them clean, make sure you keep the leftovers out of them, and make sure that when you do something yourself, just take care of it.
I think he needs to work on that speech a little bit more. There are two types of communal spaces. Restrooms are separate from the rest. You do put leftovers in a communal space like a kitchen.
You put leftovers in a restroom, too.
Oh,
just a little bit different.
And what you put in a restroom is not to be shared.
Right.
But what you put in the refrigerator might be to be shared.
I think that's kind of what he meant.
Oh.
Sometimes Sergeant Packett's philosophy is so deep, sometimes he leaves things for us to keep asking questions and keep discussing things, just like Lost.
And sometimes he just comes to work inebriated, just like Lost. Some people on Lost, perhaps.
The inebriated Lost podcast. .com.
Oh,
if you can spell it,
back.
You deserve to watch. Listen. Speaking of other podcasts, I have to give credit to James Kinnison from Nobody's Listening Podcast. Great podcast, by the way. You guys should go listen it over at nlcast.com. He's the one who came up with the It's Just Like Lost thing. So I want to give credit to him since
this
he came
true.
Up with it instead of us. And oh no, I hear sirens.
Me
They're
too.
Coming to take us away. They're uh-huh. coming to take us away. Well, so we better go before the police come and knock down the door. Not that kind of go.
I didn't know. It's like law.
So until next time, you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/theramennoodle. And Jeremy, where can they follow and stalk you and all of that? And your websites and Twitters and...
At twitter.com/phlegon, Phlegon. And my photos, which I've been taking and I'll actually start posting again, are at photos365.tumblr.com. And Tumblr is TUMBLR.
Take off the E for savings.
That's right.
Saving
or not
the
at
environment.
All right.
One E at a time. So it should just be environment. Or an environment. An environment. An environment. Take out the E's for savings.
Quit and quiet both work at this moment.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe we should go ahead and head out. And Jenny, you're not on Twitter.
Nobody follows me anywhere.
Yeah.
Daniel follows you everywhere.
Yes.
So if you follow me, it's kind of like following Jenny, too, because eventually when we get married, it'll be the biblical thing of the two shall become one flesh. And so you follow me, it's like you're following her, too, because of the whole one flesh thing.
Twitter's not flesh. I'm wishing I hadn't said that.
So I want to remind you that not only do I want to remind you,
I have to.
You can get the show notes over at theramenoodle.com/podcast/35. I can't promise there will be anything good in there, but in case you want to, you can read the show notes there. If you have any stories that you want to share with us, weird foods you've tried, ramen experiences,
ramen noodles,
or if you want to share your funny relationship stories with us, or especially if you want to share your thoughts of now that Lost is over, or even your crazy cooked up theories about Lost and the finale, please send those to me at theramenoodle.com. That's email address, me at theramenoodle.com. You can send audio files, MP3s, AVIs, well, not AVIs, but whatever format you want.
Viruses.
Except those. Send the viruses to me too at theramenoodle.com so Jeremy can get those and try them on his Mac and see what viruses will affect his Mac.
Which is almost none.
Ha! You can also call in your feedback to our voicemail listener line at 859-353-4332 or leave a comment on the show notes at theramenoodle.com/podcast/35. Jeremy, anything else we need to say before we leave?
No.
Okay.
Can we say leave without ease?
No.
Leave. Lav.
Also check us out at Podcamp Ohio, podcampohio.com. Next time life treats you like an amateur, remember to laugh because you're not the only one. I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Stink. I messed up my closing. It's supposed to be next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one.
True.
True.
And I gasped, and my gasp was unresolved because I suddenly realized that we should be telling people about the live show at PodCamp Ohio. It's in like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying.